For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A White House invitation to leaders of both parties to have a chat about border security and the government shutdown. The session is being described by one source as a briefing on border security for the top Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate. It would mark the first face-to-face meeting between the president and key congressional Democrats in 3 weeks. Without a deal on the wall, the shutdown will continue as trash and human waste pile up at some national parks. Calls are going unanswered at the IRS, and the Smithsonian Museums and the National Zoo are closing down. The animals will be cared for, but the hugely popular Panda Cam will go dark, and hundreds of thousands of federal workers will go without pay. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Trump is speaking up about a likely re-election rival, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The president says at word that U.S. Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts is forming an exploratory committee to consider a run for the White House in 2020.
We'll see how she does. I wish her well. I hope she does well. I'd love to run against her.
Then asked in an interview on Fox News about whether he thinks she believes she could really defeat him.
Well, that I don't know. You'd have to ask her psychiatrist.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's hundreds of new laws now with the new year, and one of them affects 5 million people across the country. 20 states and 21 cities have voted to raise the minimum wage. They now join several other states that previously boosted hourly rates above the federal standard of only $7.25 an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another year and another new diet trend, as we hear from USA's Tim Berg.
As we enter the new year, many people set New Year's resolutions, and a lot of times they revolve around weight loss. Well, one of the new things out there is called the keto diet. Dr. Nicole Sapphire is a Fox News medical contributor. She explains the keto diet.
The ketogenic diet has been 2018's diet fad, and it's definitely going to go into 2019, and that's essentially where you're getting rid of carbohydrates, good and bad, and you're replacing them with fats, so heavy meats. And what that does is put your body in a state of ketosis, so it's breaking down your own fats. Is it great for losing weight? Yes, you do lose weight. A lot of people start losing weight in 1 week. However, it's one of those yo-yo diets. People, it's very hard to sustain. Uh-oh. So people lose weight and then they gain it back again. And so we have zero long-term studies on this because no one can maintain it. And what you're replacing those good foods with are really heavy, processed, a lot of animal fats. And we know that that's not necessarily good for long-term.
It's a tradition in many places across the country, kicking off the new year by diving into ice-cold water. This one in Milwaukee. Lots of people jumped into Lake Michigan. These people explain the feeling.
Very cool. You feel alive. It feels great.
Most exhilarating.
Exhilarating, yeah. It was freezing, but totally worth it.
The polar bear plunge is held every year, regardless of the weather. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.